Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitov Institute radio show. I'm David Wolf, your host. It's September 7th, 2011. We had some technological challenges, so we're beginning a few minutes late. This is David Wolf here in the Sofitov Studios in Alachua, Florida, with Marie Glashine at the controls. Thanks for joining us. We welcome your participation in today's show. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call in and you want to participate, press 1. This is David Wolf, your host, and we mention a lot about different Sofitov programs on our show. We mention about our seminars. The next, you might say, our signature program is the Sofitov Foundational Seminar, Foundations in Self-Realization and Transformative Communication. The next foundational seminar will be October 21st to 23rd in Gainesville, Florida. There are still some spots open for that. The next advanced seminar for graduates of the advanced seminar, November 5th to 11th, also in North Florida. Also, we'll be conducting an advanced seminar in Edmonton, Canada, November 27th to December 2nd. And Sofitov 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living for graduates of the Advanced Seminar. That's Sofitov 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living from December 28th to 31st in Switzerland. The next three-hour workshop will be in Gainesville, Florida, September 18th. That's Sunday, September 18th in Gainesville, Florida. And that'll be on Northwest 13th Street, 3131 Northwest 13th Street at the Sacred Earth Center. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. We welcome you. I'm here in the Sofitov Studios with Marie.
Hey, David. To our listener, I can see a few of the listeners on the chat. And this morning I was speaking with one of my clients, and a lot of what we were discussing was about life direction, and when do we know, or how do we know how we are supposed to participate, what's our contribution, what's our life direction, what we are supposed to do. And that's, you know, often people, they have a sense of like a dissatisfaction somewhere inside. They feel a level of dissatisfaction, and then maybe they try, you know, different things. They try different profession, different career. They try to contribute in different ways. And I like us to explore that today. I like us to explore that in like what it is. I know myself, and I shared that in a coaching session with that client. I shared that it took me a long time to really find my special contribution. It took me a long time of going into different direction, doing different things, being involved in different organizations, being involved in different, even healing modality or teaching modality, before I really found like, okay, here I know I arrived, I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Thanks for that, Marie. Thanks for sharing here in the Sofitov Radio Show. Yeah, And this is a major theme of what we do for ourselves and what we facilitate for seminar participants, coaching clients, coach training students, that a sense of life purpose. And you use the word contribution. And there's an assumption there, Murray. The assumption there is that your life purpose is intrinsically connected with serving, with making a difference in some positive way, to of being in service. It's not just about some sort of a self-absorbed gratification program. And so you said contribution, and that's certainly what we find for myself and with others, that to the extent that we connect with who am I, and get real clear about who am I, then we connect with our service nature and what's our contribution. Hearing you talk, Mariam, I know that in my coaching, I find very little interest in helping people find a better job. One of our themes is never work again. And of course, we're not saying so. We're here in Sofitel, we promote a lazy life. That's not what we're saying. That's Confucius, a quote ascribed to Confucius, that if you love what you do, you'll never have to work. So to enthusiastically be engaged every waking moment, and maybe even resting moments too, to be enthusiastically engaged in a satisfying life purpose, a satisfying contribution. And I know for me, that's very rewarding to facilitate people in that. And for me, that's a big part of my life purpose, I'm not going to say job. I'm not even comfortable with the word career. For me, it's more about life mission, life purpose. And my first roles in like mental health and social services go back about 30 years at State College, Pennsylvania. I remember I got trained at a place in State College, Pennsylvania called On Drugs Incorporated. I'm not making up that name, Marie. That's really the name. And that suited me just fine. And so it was kind of like, it was in the early 80s, but it was sort of coming out of the 60s. Actually, it was a short-term and crisis intervention center, hotline center. And I got trained to be a counselor there. And then after about a year, I became director of the training program for other counselors. And that was really satisfying, very rewarding for me, very rewarding for me. And so the Sofitel programs, and with my inspiration, is to be a stand, to create environments, whether it's in the articles or books we write or the seminars or the workshops or the coaching or the coach training, to create an environment where people get to clear away the static and clear out the junk and get clear, why am I here? Why am I here? To live with a sense of urgency, live with meaningful direction, not a contrived direction. Let's make up some purpose so I can feel purposeful. Oftentimes people can be so frenetically engaged in busy activity, feeling purposeful externally, but a lot of times I can be running away from maybe an emptiness that's inside. So connecting with genuine purpose on that platform of self-realization. We talk about being and doing, being non-different. We talk about be, do, have, starting with the being at the same time. They're non-different because the nature of being is to do. The nature of being is to serve. Right? The self cannot be inactive even for a moment. And so what's meaningful activity? What's enriching activity? And we talk so much about our programs. We mention them. Programs that maybe that we have not emphasized so much on the Sofitel radio show. Our personal coaching and our coach training programs, our personal coaching and our coach training programs. And personal coaching, we Sofitel coaches, we have clients amongst those who have gone through the Sofitel courses and those who have not. We've been conducting Sofitel coach training programs for about 7 years now. Our foundational coach training program, Principles and Practices of Transformative Coaching, the next semester begins Saturday, September 24th, and it's done virtually. So you can be in Florida, you can be in Russia or India or Canada, and we do it virtually. Actually, we're going to be using the Skype system for this coach training program. We can say definitively, it's the only coach training program on the planet that is founded in the Safetov spirit. We say that definitively. The Safetov spirit of self-realization, personal growth, high-level communication, a communication-based approach to self-realization, and the coach training program, it's an opportunity to get mastery in the principles and practices of transformative communication, and then to share that mastery of others in the form of a coaching practice.
Yeah, David, I think it connects with me with the first question, you know, how do people, you know, find what they are supposed to do, and you know, what's their direction, and all over Gainesville, people are telling me that they are seeing our ad, like the School of Transformative Coaching. There is flyers all over Gainesville, and then in news, in magazines, and all over the internet, and there is a buzz about the School of Transformative Coaching. And part of the ad, it said, like, it's about a career or career orientation. So how will one know that, okay, that's for me, that's what will satisfy me? Because we can take so many training, we can learn so many modalities to help people. Usually people want to help others. How will one know that, yeah, that's for me, that's a career change I want to make?
You mentioned this ad that's been around on the internet and in different magazines. And it's an ad for the Safetov Institute School of Transformative Coaching. And again, our foundational program, Principles and Practices of Transformative Coaching. I know I've personally gotten a lot of calls as a result of that sharing. And people have called me from all different parts of Florida and worldwide, actually. And sometimes I say, I saw that description of the Safetov School of Transformative Coaching, Principles and Practice of Transformative Coaching. I saw that description, and that so much resonated with me. That so much aligned with me. And oftentimes, what I hear from people who come into the coach training program, it's that, like, this is sort of what I've been doing anyway. I hear that sort of thing. That, yeah, people, all my life, see, even since I'm a child, people would come to me and speak and share what's happening for them and their issues and their inspirations, and people found me a good listener, and people found, and I would find a lot of joy and reward and fulfillment. This is what I'm hearing from people who call, that what they sense is here in this coach training, that this is kind of what they've been doing anyway, to provide a space for introspection and spiritual guidance in a way where it comes from the person themselves, it's not imposed. And that they say, well, this is kind of what I've been doing anyway, and then the coach training program is an opportunity to refine our talents, refine our skills, deepen our knowledge base, expand our toolbox of how to be an effective transformational stand. You're listening to the Safetov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. Also, we invite you, after the show, visit our website. That's www.safetov.com. I'll spell it for those newcomers to the Safetov world. S as in Stephen, A T Thomas, V Victor, A T Thomas, O V Victor E, safetov.com. On the Safetov website, check out the library section, the home page, There's an abundance of articles and radio show links and other audio links and videos where you get an experience of self-realization. You get an experience of transformative communication.
Okay. So what you're saying is that, okay, someone, like I can take my example, like, okay, someone was naturally, with already a coach, like feeling like people come to see them, come to receive guidance, direction, naturally as a coach, then that person will benefit in getting trained with transformative coaching skills and tools and principles to really be effective. I know myself, I feel very fulfilled. I feel deeply fulfilled coaching people. I love coaching. I feel deeply fulfilled. I'm so grateful for all the training you gave me and all the tools, principles, and skills that I have because of the transformative coaching training. And, I can see that all through my life, even from childhood, people were coming to me. However, I can see that even though they were coming to me, I don't think I was very effective to really create transformation, deep transformation. Maybe I will be able to help someone put a band-aid, but to really create deep transformation, that just since the Sadvatov Institute's transforming coaching, that I'm feeling fulfilled in that way.
Yeah, this life coach, spiritual life coach, I see it's not so much, we don't think so much in terms of come to the Sadvatov coach training and become a coach. It's kind of like, if you know that you're already a coach, come and deepen your education, refine your skills, expand your coaching toolbox. I mean, really expand it. Get mastery in the art and science of being a transformational inspiration for people, the art and science of creating a sacred space. That's kind of like, if you've already been doing that or endeavoring to do that, and you want to come to proficiency, then check out the Sofitov coach training. Become a professional transformational coach through the Sofitov Institute. What do we have, Marie?
David, we have a caller, IRA code 352, and the first three digits 870. If you can speak, you can tell us your name, where you're calling from, and then express what's your question, your comment, your challenge. Are you here?
Hi, yes, Marie and David, it's Lisa. Lisa.
Elisa.
Hello.
Elisa Remy.
Yes.
And my question for you, David, is I was speaking with Marie earlier and about not knowing my life's purpose and not knowing what I should be doing and not feeling completely satisfied. And so my question for you is, I'll tell you what happens with me is sometimes I feel just so certain, so absolutely sure that this thing is what's right, that I have an idea of what my calling is, and this is what it's all about, and this is the direction that I'm going, and just go for it and get fully wrapped up in it, and that's what's happening, and then it's not it. And now I'm feeling at a point where I'm feeling tired and uncertain in myself of which door to peek behind because
it sounds like you've maybe lost some confidence in yourself because you've had a few apparent false alarms maybe that lasted for a few months. Yeah, and so you're not so sure what's that voice of genuine intuition and what is maybe just the mind kind of trying to mislead you again. You've lost some confidence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And then what's the question that's alive for you today?
The question that's alive for me today is, along with everything that you're saying, how do you know? How do you know? How do you find that calling? And how do you know? I mean, how do you know which direction to even look?
Okay. Well, thanks for.
How do you find?
Thanks for sharing yourself here on the Safa Tov Radio Show, Lisa. And I know that you're in coaching,
yes.
And you're looking at that. And I guess I don't know how you know. I trust that you know that, and you're going to uncover that natural knowledge because I hear sincerity in you. Some guidelines, I mean, for me, it's some guidelines. It's like, I know for myself, if I had a $1 billion in the bank, what I'd be doing right now is I'd be speaking with Lisa on the Safa Tov Radio Show. And on October 21st, I'd be conducting a foundational seminar in North Florida. And in December, I'd go to Switzerland to conduct Safa Tov 3. Meaning that whatever abundance flows monetarily from living our life purpose, well, that's wonderful. But I know for me, an important way to check whether I'm cleanly aligned is that I'm not doing it for money.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And then apart from that, because that's, you might say, okay, the profit motive. Again, there might be so much money or not or whatever, but that's not what I'm running. I'm not running after someone else's dream. I'm not running after a paycheck or a salary. I'm not doing this for approval or appreciation or adoration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there might be so much approval, appreciation, or adoration that comes from me living my life purpose. And there is, and that's very gratifying, and I appreciate it. And also there's people who criticize me and are enraged with me and are angry with me. There are people who actually hate me because I do my life purpose. And there are people who I really love and respect me, too. But I'm not doing it for that. Or the profit, the adoration, the distinction. And so I don't know how you'll know or how you know. And for me it's not a this or that. I know in my life, if I look over the decades, I did many things and I pursued many things. And for me it was not a process of, oh, I know that's not it. For me, practically all of those things that I did, they all had their place. They all had their place in me unfolding my life purpose and life mission more and more completely. They all had their role to play. So for me, that's just my experience. So these are some guidelines that have been helpful for me that I thought to share with you.
So being open to explore those interests or those whatever it is that really brings you joy or rings true to your, that you're in alignment with, that just rings true to your spirit and
my
and
spirit.
And eventually it all comes together.
Right, and we looked at it and what's my motivations here, and what would I do just so naturally without reference to any external motivations? These are questions that I know for me have been helpful and continue to be helpful. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much for participating in the Safetov Radio Show. You've been listening to the Safetov Institute Radio Show, your station for self-realization.